Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
One last thing on Sea of Love, by the way.
Yeah.
Movie,
as someone who only has 1 year left in his 40s, Ellen Barkin.
Hot.
Yes. Hot.
Yeah. Hot.
Blazing hot.
Hot. That apartment scene, that's hot. Yeah. Yeah.
Ellen Barkin.
Yeah.
But you digress, Steve.
What were we talking about?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to go sit on the heated toilet.
This is General George Washington, and you're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
All righty, then, we're live at Chatter. Open for breakfast 5 days a week, 7 o'clock in the morning. We start this show at about 7:45 in the morning, though it doesn't drop in the east till 11, 8 o'clock Pacific. We're at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue Northwest, where the sun is up at the moment, which is nice.
At the moment.
And Jennifer Street Northwest in Friendship Heights. We have a big crowd. Applaud yourselves.
Yes. Give it a nice crowd for Thursday.
Yeah, Gary Braun is here. Chris Saliza is here. Nigel's going to run the board, do the news. Michael Kornheiser is here. We have no show Friday. This is our last show of the week, which explains, I think, why we have a pretty good crowd. And so I got a call at about 6:15 this morning. When I get a call at 6:15, it's always my daughter. Elizabeth calls up, and she said, I just wondered if you had some time to do some specials. So here we go, because we're going to be open, even though I'm not going to be here tomorrow, we're going to be open for all the NCAA.
Are these drink specials or food specials?
Both.
This is where you want to be.
We have 11 TVs.
Let me say, if the selection show on Sunday was any indication, this is where you want to be for the March Madness 100%. Action.
11 TVs. There's only four games on at a time, so every game gets double coverage on TVs. Okay, so we're okay with that. Here, during all NCAA tournament games, $3 Sam Adams drafts, and the draft beer is called Cold Snap. I think that is a seasonal beer. Michael, does that sound like a
yes,
seasonal beer?
Yes, that is correct.
$3 Angry Orchard Cider.
Oh, ooh, I love that.
It's a rosé cider.
It's delicious.
Fitting for Lace.
$3 for Lace. $3 Angry Orchard Cider. This is when all the games are on. And $3 Sam Adams can. And, you get a can. It's the new product called Sam's 76.
Can?
Yeah, if you come in with a moose can, you go out with a moose can. Sam 76. On St. Patrick's Day, this is even better. St. Patrick's Day, Saturday. Normally, we open around 11 on the weekends. No. For St. Patrick's Day, we open at 9:30 with brunch and brews. And by the way, and the same thing will exist for, the televisions and the games, which are going to start at noon on Saturday.
Here at O'Chatter's on
here
Saturday.
Here are the specials. It's O'Chatter. Here are the specials. $6 Guinness. $5 Flying Dog SOB. That's named after Chuck Todd. It's an Irish Red Ale. $6 Jameson. And something, I want to know who knows this. Because my daughter said to me, it's a $10 Irish Car Bomb.
Oh, yeah.
And do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's like Jameson dropped in Bailey's or something?
Very heavily alcoholic.
Yeah. It's Guinness. I think it's Guinness as well. Guinness.
Yeah, it's a Jameson. Shot. It's Jameson.
Does anybody out there know what a $10 Irish car bomb is?
Is it a shot of Jameson dropped in a pint of Guinness?
It's something from the IRA. Remember the IRA? That's what they used to do.
Yes.
Here's what it is. Go ahead, Chris.
No, when you're done, I have a question.
Okay, this is a shot of Jameson layered with Bailey's, dumped into Guinness and consumed quickly,
my daughter says. Dumped. In fairness, the shot glass is dropped.
It sits in it.
It's like a pour the glass itself?
Yes.
And then you just chug it
down. That's $10, and we have ambulance service to sip.
Right.
If you have too many of those, we'll put you in.
And here's a novel idea you guys might want to do, and it's fine if you want to take it from
me. We also have corned beef and cabbage, corned beef hash, shepherd's pie, $15, bottomless mimosas during brunch and $5 Bloody Marys.
Put a couple of drops.
Is Elizabeth here? How did I do on that?
You can put a. She's saying a thumbs up. You can put a couple drops of green food coloring in the beer. I'm just telling you this is for me. And
there you go.
Do like a green beer.
Is there kind of creme de menthe? Well, there is a drink I'm very interested
there's
in.
There's a Connecticut Car Bomb, and that is creme de menthe with Malibu shot right in it.
Oh, that's delicious.
So that's good.
Great.
You've had these. I've never had that, and don't intend to have it.
Yeah, that's. It's
fairly aggressive.
At my age, that's an ender.
Oh, yeah, that's
right there.
That's
for most people's age, that's
I'm
an ender.
I'm not
that's a bit aggressive.
So those are all our specials. We've got
corned
specials.
Corned beef hash.
Corned beef
delicious.
And corned beef and we have regular menu stuff, too. That's the special St. Patty's Day stuff. So we have all that stuff.
Oh, can I just say something?
Sure.
No.
I won't then. there was a restaurant in Georgetown that was open for many years called Old Glory.
Yeah.
It was closed down.
Yeah, yes. Ribs. And they're very good ribs.
Great ribs. And I'm sure there's a bunch of people who are like refugees now that have nowhere to go.
You don't want to... Be like a refugee.
Exactly, Tom. Yes. So for those people who are like, where am I going to go for the games and great food?
Here.
You come to Chatter. Yeah. That's where you come.
That's good. All right. One other item here. This is from Bill Stark, sent us his CD. I want to congratulate you on the success of the podcast and Chatter. You know, something I don't know. And I was recently encouraged by some friends who listen regularly to submit a CD to you folks. Not you people, you folks. In hopes that you might like to use it for musical transitions on the Kornheiser Show from time to time. I'm a singer-songwriter, pianist based in Rockville, also a member of the award-winning and popular Americana band Ruthie and the Wranglers. By way of background, I've enjoyed a long career in TV news, 30-plus years at NBC4, WRC, where I got my start.
Oh.
Worked my way up to senior news assistant assignment manager, then on the WUSA 9 news desk, currently freelancing at CBS News and DC Bureau. This is I See Trouble. This is we will preview this. We'll cut it down. We'll make sure we use it. Bill Starks, thank you very, very much. Let us start. Most of the time I would start with sports. I'm not today. I'm starting with something that really is surprising to me. And I don't want to say that this is the death of all stores, because it isn't, because there are stores that are doing well. Toys R Us is going out.
Yep.
They're closing every store in the United States, not in Canada. But in the United States, they're closing every store. It's like 735 stores.
Yep.
And 30,000 people are going to be out of work. I read a little bit about this today. It was started in 1948, which stunned me because I thought it started in like the 60s.
Yeah, it seemed like
I don't remember it at all as a child. Maybe it wasn't on Long Island at that point. I just don't remember it. But Toys R Us, you guys have young kids.
Oh.
Toys R Us would seem to me... This is a victim of online shopping?
Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah. You can see this coming. I mean, no one heard this and thought, wow, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's just, you don't have to go there anymore. And
I'm so old. I'm not in any demographic groups anymore.
So,
like, they're not trying to advertise anything to me because I can neither see nor
coffins.
Hear.
Just single
my side. Kids are a little older than Chris's, so I'd be interested in his opinion. My kids are familiar with Toys R Us, but it wasn't anything we frequented, and it wasn't anything that I think was a particular treat for them. But I can tell you this, as someone who grew up...
Well, it's not FAO Schwartz.
Grew up in the 1970s, which was like... And maybe this is just a function of my age, but according to what you're saying, maybe not, which was like the heyday for Toys R Us. My grandparents who grew up a couple miles, or who lived a couple miles from where you grew up in Lynbrook, New York, would come down here to visit us twice a year. And there was two things that you could count on. Number one, they would arrive from the 4.5 or 5 hour drive by 9 a.m. because my grandfather would get up early, change my grandmother's clock to say like 6:30 and then wake her up. So they would be on the
Such
road.
A good bit.
They would be on the road by 4 a.m. every time. They would get here like before my mom was even up. It used to drive her nuts. But number two was the very first thing we would do is they would take my brother and I to Toys R Us, the one on Rockville Pike right by the old radio station.
I know that one well. Not that I've ever been in it. I never went to Toys R Us.
No, Mom took me there.
Yeah, I never went.
And that place for a
it's
kid
like Whole Foods
of 6, 8, 10, 12 years old.
It Very would, different
I don't even know what the analogy would be. I mean, maybe it's like a foodie going into a Wegmans or something. I mean, they just had everything you could imagine, from the newest to the oldest, from the video games to the board games. It was huge, huge, cavernous. I mean, you could buy a bicycle there. You could buy a big wheel. You could buy...
Could you buy a Delmonico
Hot Wheels?
Because that's what I'd be interested
in. Yes, thank you. And it was a big part of like growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big deal, that trip to Toys R Us.
Did you take your kids there?
They've been there, but it was like that's not where we buy stuff.
Chris?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It was sort of pretty.
Did you have this growing up in Connecticut?
Yes.
I'm so old. I'm telling you, I never went to a Toys R Us.
No, same, right?
It was the best. It was. I mean, I still remember going, like, always trying to get my mom or dad to take me because they were always in like those big shopping centers.
Right.
I'm like, can we
go
in
there?
And I'd like go walk around. And I think I remember the thing I remember the most is the wall of video game cartridges they would have. And I would be like, oh my God. You know, they had like every one. And Jeffrey, the giraffe, who was like my kids.
Oh, he wasn't the assistant manager.
No, okay. I was not that familiar with the assistant manager. Okay. My kids have been in it one time, I know for a fact, because we bought a bike for my older son there 4 years ago. They've never been in it. They wouldn't even know. If I said to them, Toys R Us is closing, they would have no idea. They don't know that stores exist that are not Amazon.
The best with the video games is they used to have the paper slip. So if you wanted to go look at a video game system, which you could not afford at that age, you'd have to pick up the slip, pay for it, and then you'd go to the pickup window. So there were just all these slips littered over the floor.
All the big ticket items.
You'd wanted to try and walk around as if you could get it. I went there in the 90s. Mom would take me because you were obviously gone. For every
that's a different podcast, ticket, Michael.
Every big ticket birthday present or Hanukkah present. So that's where I got my N64. I sound very materialistic right now, but these are milestone moments. I got my first hockey stick there. So they had everything, not the best help in the aisle. Pony. I played hockey lefty my entire career because they gave me a lefty hockey stick, and Mom didn't know any better.
Right.
Michael drew a picture of the family, and Tony, you're not included in it.
One of the things that I remember the Toys R Us by me had, and Chris, maybe you too, and I remember, you know, there was a place by where you grew up called Nunley's.
Yes.
Do you remember that place? So which was like a little
amusement park.
Yeah, sort of
small amusement park.
Toys R Us always had in front of it, and I don't even know if they still do these things, but they had those little things where you could stick in a quarter and the race car would
go back and forth. Shakes. And ride the horse. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they had all those too.
They still have those. They still have a few of those.
It went out just because of online shopping.
I don't think that's the only reason.
Well, something that Money Magazine I saw had cited was when Walmart got into the starting to sell toys, which Walmart does.
Walmart's an octopus.
Right.
And in these
markets, I think it's more of the targetification of these suburban neighborhoods.
Yeah, you can now go to the Target store
to get those scooters. That's right.
Is Target
those bikes,
better than
those
Toys R Us?
Have the same stuff, and you can get
groceries, household goods.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so go to Walmart, you can get your clothes, your groceries, your toys, your television sets.
Well, this segues into something. Walmart has announced yesterday it will compete with Amazon with same-day delivery of food.
Has to.
Same-day delivery of food.
They have no choice.
And the prediction was that food prices would go down. This is another... Again, I am too old for the universe. Brian Wilson, I guess I just wasn't made for these times. I don't want somebody picking out my food. I want to pick out food. I want to go through the groceries.
Right.
I want to pick out the head of butter and lettuce that I want.
Right.
I want to see the tomato that I want. I want to touch and feel the tomatoes and the peppers.
Okay,
I
grandpa. Want to do that.
Well, I am a grandpa.
but you're right.
I don't want to see, no offense to Peapod, I don't want to see Peapod driving up and somebody else handing me stuff that I'm not sure I want.
Now, something in a can or a box, that's fine. But I would agree with you in terms of meat produce and those sorts of things.
I want to look at the meat. I want to look at the chicken. And apparently Americans don't want to do that. Americans want everything delivered so that they can sit in their house and play video games.
Mm-hmm.
You see where this is going, though? So the next step
we're
is...
We're going to be attacked
the next
by
step,
Russia and taken over.
Whether it's a toy or a food.
They're going to do to us what they did to those spies in England.
Or beer or whatever. They're going to deliver it to you before you know you've wanted it. Before you order it.
Well, you give them so much information
that they're able to get
a profile.
Oh, you must be out of Johnny Walker Blue. It's been three months. Here's a bottle.
Is there no downside to the sort of, it's not even creeping, the rampaging assault of delivery systems?
Of course there's a downside. It's just but ease of use and convenience are dominating everything.
I don't mind getting out of my house to go to the refugee Safeway.
Well, now
this
you sound old.
This is not burdensome to me.
Do you ever go to Starbucks?
No.
Okay. I'm just wondering because I now never spend any time in there because I use the mobile app all the time. So I order before I get there. Like, it's the same kind of thing.
But you're going there for a very specific purpose.
That's true.
I'm not casually going through a store.
No, but it has the same trend where you end up spending more money because you use that mobile app, or when you order those groceries or those items online, you're going to end up overspending what you might have otherwise spent in store.
Does anybody like going to stores? Does anybody still go to stores?
Yeah, some hands going up. Sure.
Yeah, the old people.
That
yeah,
guy with the walker just raised his hand.
Dad, you also have the memories of going through New York City bodegas where you know you're going through those small aisles, you're picking up fresh produce versus some of these large grocery stores throughout the country where when you're picking up that Spanish style onion, there's a large bag of identical looking, you know, small manufactured onions.
So as the Internet of Things, as it's referred to, advances, your refrigerator, well maybe not yours, but Michael's likely, will have all this information on it. It's all going to be wired. So when you run out of milk, he just hits the button on the fridge. I'm out of milk.
Somebody shows up or a drone shows up.
Yeah, I'll just get some for you.
You know what's interesting is the
drone carrying milk.
A milk carrying drone.
You know.
I think in big cities is the last place where people really kind of walk around. Like you go to New York City, there's like a lot of places you can still walk in,
and fun,
right?
Whatever. But you go to the concept of window shopping.
You
is
go
gone.
To where yeah. I grew up. There's not any of that anymore. I mean, you know, I think it's these huge cities. You can still go to downtown Washington, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't, but walk around and buy stuff. New York, definitely. Paris, London, but there's very
Chicago,
few that
you
you're gonna window
what
shop.
What happened to stores?
I mean, what has happened to them? Stores? What's happened to Woolworths? What's happened to...
They all end up as restaurants, which is why we can't get servers.
Is what will happen to us, ultimately, as they make it easier and easier to never move.
Yeah.
What will happen to us? But the Toys R Us thing
people
with
are
going to
grow enormous moose cans because they never leave their homes.
It is, but Michael...
Although they'll get on the Peloton, like Tori.
Yeah, exactly. Michael mentioning the slips that you picked up from Toys R Us. I mean, that I remember that so distinctly from my childhood.
It's never in a Toys R Us.
You take the one and you go up and pay for it, and then there's like a giant cage they like go and get the thing. I mean, it was the greatest. I'd buy like, you know what? My parents would buy like a Nintendo game and they'd deliver to me. It was like the best experience of my life. Now my kids are like, you press the button on Amazon. Where is it? I'm not kidding. Like, why isn't it here yet? I'm like, it takes a day. They're like, a day?
And by the way, now you buy video games on Xbox or PlayStation. There isn't even a physical game to buy. You know, it's just download it.
That's right.
And this will allow the grand plan for Chatter to sell toys here.
Yeah.
Isn't that the ultimate plan?
And virtual refrigerators.
Virtual food, yes.
Refrigerators. Look at that guy. Mark Knopfler. All right, we get out of here. Spike Braun will join us when we return. He is our first of two celebrity prognosticators today. He and Chuck Todd. So we get Spike when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Wow, Kim sounded very scratchy on that. Gary, you better call up.
She's nervous about Spike.
I think she has a sore throat. This is the Indochino ad. Nigel, talk about the Indochino. You've gotten your own Indochino.
Oh, these are fantastic suits. Yeah, I've got a couple of suits. They look great. Fits me perfectly. And why does it fit me perfectly? You can either measure yourself as I did with a piece of rope and a yardstick, or you can go to a tailor.
Just
the measurement.
Understand.
Yeah.
Piece of rope.
And you've seen the suit on me. It fits perfectly.
It fits perfectly. As I said, it looks like he's poured into it.
Yes. So it's a great suit, and it's a great cost as well. So it's wonderful value.
Indochino is the world's largest made-to-measure menswear company and has been featured in major publications, including GQ, Forbes, and Fast Company. They make suits and shirts made to your exact measurements for a great fit. Guys love the wide selection of high-quality fabrics and the option to personalize all the details, including your lapel, your lining. You can monogram it. Here's how it works. You visit a showroom or you shop online at Indochino.com. You pick fabric. You choose the customizations. You submit your measurements, and you wait for your custom suit to arrive in just a few weeks. This week, listeners to this high-quality podcast can get any premium Indochino suit for just $379 at Indochino.com when you enter Tony K at checkout. That is 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Plus, your shipping is free. That is Indochino, Indochino, Indochino.com, promo code TonyK for any premium suit for just $379 and free shipping. It's an incredible deal for a suit that will fit you better than anything off the rack ever could.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This comes from a CD called Under the Giant. The name of the band, this is a very good name, Abandoned Trailer, which consists of Fred Redding of San Diego and his friend David Schaefer of Marshall, Virginia. This, I think, is called Kings.
That's right.
This is sent in by Chris Redding in Pleasant Gap, Pennsylvania. So I guess when they record, they have to have computerization because they're in distant areas of the country. Pennsylvania, Virginia, and California.
Sounds like Sting a little bit.
Does it? Vocally. Very nice. Very, very nice. It is pretty good. And it's a great name, Abandoned Trailer. All right, we check back into the thing we're doing all week, which is bracket help for all of you people. Spike Braun won this 3 years ago. He has credentials. The rest of us are just fools. Spike will grow up to be a fool, but he is not a fool yet. Are you ready for us, Spike? You got this down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's start in the East. Give me everything in the first round in the East, the Villanova bracket.
Okay, I have Alabama upsetting Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Murray State upsetting West Virginia.
Whoa.
Ooh. Oh, this
guy. Okay, go ahead.
Press Virginia.
I have SF upsetting Texas Tech.
You have what is
SFU?
What is that? What is SFU? What is that?
Stephen F. Austin?
No, that's SFA. Yeah. South Florida? Well, you got it.
No, actually, it is Stephen F. Austin playing Texas Tech.
Then it should be SFA.
Yeah, I think it says SFU on the thing.
All right, go ahead. What else?
And Butler upsetting Arkansas.
Butler
over Arkansas. That's fine. Okay. Oh. Take us into the second round in the East, starting with the Villanova-Alabama game.
I have Villanova.
Okay, that's the end of Alabama. That's the end of Colin Sexton, right to the pros. He's a great player. This is interesting. Yeah. Murray State, Wichita State, the battle of two states that don't exist.
Mm-hmm. Wichita State.
Wichita State moves on.
Big Kansas game.
Florida, Stephen F. Austin.
I have Florida.
You have Florida. So you took St. Bonaventure out. You took St. Bonaventure out. Butler, Purdue, big battle of Indiana.
Spike is low-key a Florida fan. Oh, did you know that? You still a Florida fan?
I'm a Florida fan, I guess.
Yeah, started with Tim Tebow.
Okay. Billy Donovan.
Very religious kid.
Butler and Purdue.
I have Purdue. They're just taller, better.
Yeah, taller helps.
Taller is good in basketball,
sometimes,
for sure.
Syracuse was taller last night, and that helped them against Arizona State.
Let's not mention that game.
All right, Villanova, Wichita State. This is pretty chalky. In fact, it's completely chalky. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Villanova, Wichita State.
Villanova.
Okay, and at the bottom, Purdue, Florida.
I have Purdue.
Okay, and so in the 1-2, Villanova, Purdue, Spike, who do you have?
I have Purdue.
Really? So there's an upset. That knocks out a number one, puts in a Big Ten team. Big Ten teams, Big Ten teams. I like them myself, but maybe I'm stupid because
I'm pro Purdue.
Well, Spike sees a lot of Big Ten, being a Maryland fan.
All right.
They have fans?
Yeah, all right, let's go with in the Kansas thing. Did you pick the big upset? Do you knock Kansas out to the University of Pennsylvania Quakers?
No, but if they were playing Xavier, I might.
You might take them out with Xavier, but that was a derisive laugh for anybody who graduated Penn. Somebody
I believe you have to pronounce that tone like my mom does, and that's Xavier.
Xavier.
There goes your letter of recommendation.
Seton Hall, NC State, Spike.
I have NC State.
NC State in a mild upset, 9-8. Clemson, New Mexico State. A lot of people go to New Mexico State.
I have Clemson.
Okay. You have Clemson. At the bottom, Auburn, I think a fading team. Auburn, Charleston.
I have Charleston.
There we go. Yeah. There's one. TCU, now Syracuse, the mighty Orange Man. TCU, Syracuse.
Syracuse's defense is too good. I got to go with them.
You're going to go with Syracuse?
Uh-huh.
This killing Saliza.
He's probably right, unfortunately.
Michigan State, Bucknell. Bucknell, a good team. Michigan State, better. Who you got?
Yeah, I have Michigan State.
All right. And Rhode Island, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, but Trae Young. I don't really like him, but Oklahoma will find a way to choke.
So you think Rhode Island, because you pronounced it Choklahoma.
Yes, he said he tricked you. He said Choklahoma.
And I started to write it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
just going to assume you have Duke. I'm going to assume you have Duke beating Iona.
Yes, I do.
All right. Kansas, NC State.
Kansas.
Kansas. And Clemson, Charleston.
Clemson.
And Syracuse, Michigan State now.
I have Michigan State. My husband is a good take.
Michigan State's better. And Rhode Island, Duke.
Duke.
Okay, so you've got mostly
What's that? 1-2-3-5
It's 1-2-3-5 Yeah. 1-2-3-5 Auburn at Oregon. Kansas, Clemson.
I have Kansas.
You have Kansas taking a number one at least to the final eight, and big game, Michigan State, Duke.
I have Duke.
Good analysis.
The prevalent opinion is Michigan State.
I like Duke in that game.
You do?
Yep.
You like
Duke? They have so much talent.
You like
Young Ted Cruz could really show up.
Well, yeah, I think he had 37 when they played Michigan State in November. Yeah.
I Kansas Duke, Spike.
I have Duke again.
Duke.
Ooh, two twos then on that side.
So you have two. Is there some particular reason you like Duke?
I might be the only one that thinks this, but I like Grayson Allen.
I do too.
Yeah,
I do too.
He's fine.
I think that the kid won the national championship when he was a freshman, right? Didn't he have 20 points as a freshman?
Yes. I mean, he hasn't tripped anyone in weeks.
Yeah, he did the butt check.
All right, let's go to the other side, the University of Virginia side, the South. Give me your first round.
I have Virginia.
Okay.
And then Creighton.
Okay. Describing many people who listen and participate on the show. Go ahead.
Davidson over the Young Kentucky.
Really? That's a big one, Davidson. Okay.
The Young
Arizona beating Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
And then I have Loyola beating Miami.
Very popular one. Very popular for Loyola Chicago. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tennessee Wright State.
Tennessee,
a 3 seed, and Nevada, Texas.
I got Nevada.
And I'm going to assume you have Cincinnati unless you don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So now Virginia against Creighton.
Virginia.
And Davidson against Arizona.
I got Arizona.
Loyola against Tennessee.
Tennessee.
You have Tennessee?
Yes.
That's a 1-2. That's a 1-3-4 at the moment. And Nevada, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Okay. Yeah. So we've got chalk in this one. We got 1-2-3-4 in this one. How about big game UVA, Arizona?
I have Arizona. UVA just lost their sixth man, and DeAndre Ayton is a beast. So
Arizona. Arizona, which everybody wants to. Arizona, Michigan State is the dream final because they're.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, yeah. All of
scandal.
The
corruption.
All the corruption. Arizona over the University of Virginia. Another, well, you knocked out a third number one team. How about Tennessee, Cincinnati?
I got Cincinnati.
And Arizona, Cincinnati.
Arizona.
Okay, so you've got a 2-2s and a 4 at the moment. Although I would have said an underseeded 4, but the Pac-12 is so awful that I'm not sure that they're underseeded because they're out already.
That's a 4 with a tough round of 32 games.
It really is. Okay, give us now. You've made fun of Xavier already, so I assume Xavier's going to go out pretty early for you here. But give us your first round.
Xavier. Beating Texas Southern.
Yep.
And then Missouri over Florida State.
Okay.
Ohio State over South Dakota State.
Okay.
Gonzaga over UNC Greensboro.
Okay.
San Diego State beating
Houston. There's an upset.
So that's an upset.
Is that still Steve Fisher?
No, I think he walked away. I think he walked away like last year or the year before. What about Michigan, Montana?
Michigan.
And Texas A&M Providence.
Providence.
Okay, I can't believe you're going to knock out UNC to Lipscomb, so I'm not even... Unless you tell me that, Phil's mom move.
Yeah.
I just don't think you're going to do that. All right, Xavier Mizzou, how early do you have Xavier out?
Not to Missouri, so advance.
So you have Xavier here winning, right?
Yes.
Okay, next under that?
Ohio State beating Gonzaga. Ooh.
I'm tired of Gonzaga.
You are?
I'm tired.
Really?
Every year, I'm tired of
30
everybody
and four.
Saying how
they're
great
30
they
and four
are.
Every year.
And then they never make it. Now, last year, they made the Final Four. They made the final game.
Right?
The final game?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So everybody says they'll repeat this year. I want them out.
Every year,
they're
30 and four with their strength of schedule of
zero.
In the 120s.
Yeah. Because they're in a conference that they shouldn't be in.
Any conference
game. You know
game
what?
Trumpsters.
Go play in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
You do
and
that.
St. Mary's gets snubbed.
All right, San Diego State, Michigan.
Michigan.
Okay, and Providence, UNC.
USC.
Another right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So that says, yeah.
Doesn't get there in a straight line.
Five.
But, oh, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 5.
1, 2, 3, 5. Yeah. All right, Xavier, Ohio State.
I got Ohio State.
Ooh, that's the big one. Yeah. You've knocked, you knock out, he's knocked out all four number ones. Michigan, UNC.
I got UNC.
So on these two big games, Michigan State against Duke and Michigan against UNC, you went ACC. You went East Coast
yes.
bias. That's okay. All right, Ohio State against UNC.
I got UNC.
So we have three twos
that's
and a four.
ACC over the Big Ten again.
That's exactly right. All right, Arizona UNC to get to the championship game.
UNC.
And at the bottom, Purdue Duke.
I'm going to set up a Duke North Carolina final.
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
What?
That wouldn't be amazing. No, that would drive me nuts.
Who wins?
Duke. They brought me here, so I'm just going to roll with them.
It's dancing with who brung him.
So this is 3 years so ago. You've got, that would be the fourth game that Duke and North Carolina yeah. would play, which has been done before with St. John's and Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
Georgetown won three of those games. I think three in a row.
What's this, two? Carolina won two? Carolina just won.
Carolina just won. Carolina, yeah, so this would even it. Yeah. This would even it if Duke wins. And again, Spike won this whole thing 3 years ago, and you've got Duke. I'd go to school because your parents are paying a lot of money in school taxes. Go to school. Thank you, Spike.
Have a good day, buddy. Love you.
Very
polite
good,
kid.
It's good too.
Kid.
He's got no number ones.
No number ones, but a lot. A very chalky round of 16. Yes. Although he didn't get there in a straight line, and then he blows it up.
There you go. So. All right,
blowed it up.
We will take a break. We will have news. Nigel will have news. I'm leery about doing the story of the dead dog.
Oh, we're not going to do that.
Okay,
we're not doing that.
That's
story.
Heartbreaking
no,
to me. Just, I don't want to hear about that.
No, we're not. There's another story about an airlines that we will do.
Is there anybody eating a slug? That one was dark.
We're not going to do that. We're not. All right, so we'll be back with news. I'm Tony Kornheiser. Let me get a read ready here.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the first leaf read. Now, some of you who pay attention to this show know that there's familial conflict here. Michael, do you want to just sketch out? Michael is a consumer. Michael has ordered for sale.
So this
pays
is an
money.
Endorsed read, and I wanted to show our support of the product. So after the trial ran out, I ordered a subscription box to be sent to my dad's house. He
isn't
enjoys,
that nice?
Yeah. Very enjoys
nice.
Having
Very nice.
Wine.
Isn't that nice? Because if there is any profit ever from this particular podcast, Michael is in line to get half of it. No, so I mean, I'm
nice. Doing half the work.
So he told Michael, me I was in the will.
So
what
my
Michael
wife,
did this is not a will thing. Trust me.
My so, wife discovered
what is this?
On my credit card statement that I was paying for Tony's wine.
Can't right. have that.
And no. now she wants to go through the box and pick out the box.
That's sort of a one way.
She wants to give it to to Kate.
Sure.
So that Kate can lay around and just slug from the bottles.
And here's a nice vanilla wine for
this
you, Tony.
This is just sort of...
little blackberry.
It's sort
this
of
wine is in a box.
I would suggest, how do you think you got that house? But no. So she's now
yeah.
cherry-picking the wine.
I signed up for First Leaf
Smart
as well.
Smart woman.
I like First Leaf. First Leaf is the only online wine club that uses your reviews to make personalized wine selections matched to your taste. The more that you tell First Leaf what you like, the better they can customize each new box you receive. First Leaf makes tasting and rating new wine an exciting event. The more wine you taste and rate, the better. An introductory 3-pack of wine is just $5 a bottle. Then it was so nice. My son did this. I mean, how many children do this? It was so nice. But now, I don't even go near the box. I wait for Liz to come over. I say, you can open
it's
the box.
It's been tarnished.
You can look at all the wine. You can do that.
It's been tarnished.
The
be
wine
honest.
Queen. You can do that. Customize your First Leaf box by selecting color, wine regions, and frequency of your wine shipments. First Leaf then creates an introductory 3-pack of wine to get you started. With First Leaf's introductory pack, you get all three for just $5 each. Now, normally these bottles go for $20 a piece, if not more. That's around my limit, $20 wines. When your bottles arrive, rate the wine to get personalized selections based on your own unique taste. Now, I have not been doing that, and now I am definitely not doing that. We'll have Kate do that, because Kate's
we'll
apparently
going
to get all the wine. To order your 3-pack of introductory wine for only $15, you got to do this. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/Tony. That's three wines for only $15 on your first order at tryfirstleaf.com/Tony. Experience First Leaf today at try, T-R-Y, First Leaf, F-I-R-S-T-L-E-A-F.com/Tony.
You're listening
to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Saving up a little place for Paul. I hope he'll see.
Bruce Blaylock sends us in called Paul's Connection. He says, my wish list of what Mr. Tony would say, if you like my song enough to play it, please note it references a show this coming Saturday night.
Yes.
In D.C. So if you like it, this Thursday or Friday would be great. Paul's Connection, Pop Tune by Bruce Blaylock. Now I lead an 11-piece band with a 3-piece horn section playing fabulous New Orleans Mardi Gras funk music. We're called the Beat Hotel. We're headlining the Pearl Street Warehouse St. Patrick's Day show this Saturday night right down on the New Wharf in D.C.'s Southwest Waterfront. So you can spend your afternoon at Chatter, and you can go watch the Beat Hotel in the evening if you
like.
Sounds
like a great plan.
That's okay.
I'm getting a Beck vibe.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's a little too young for me.
Sorry.
All littles can come down, and anyone saying my name gets in for free.
That's so just shout Tony Kornheiser.
Just say my name.
Say my name. Scream my name. Michael, for all people like Bruce Blaylock and his band. They want to send music for us to play. How do they do it?
Send your music into the show. Jingles at TonyKornheiserShow.com.
We have very few T-shirts left here for $12 because we're waiting for a new order. So let's sell some Johnny O.
Yes, the Johnny O code currently is HOFWA.
HOFWA.
So if your team is still in the tournament, go ahead and celebrate. And if you are thinking ahead to maybe the Final Four, you want to go ahead and get yourself geared up and get ready for the new MLB season with your favorite team as well.
Very, very.
And again, good. If you have questions about their prep performance line for the golf course, email the show. I'll write back to you.
Michael likes to do this. Michael likes to reach out to people.
Why?
I don't know. He does. It's not that I haven't taught him well.
Baffling.
I haven't taught him well. Nigel, you have news.
I do indeed, Mr. Tony, and we will start off with some basketball. The Binghamton Bearcats are alive and well.
Okay, so I get this morning. I get this from Tom Moore, and I'm just going to quote it. How about some love for our women's team?
Yes.
20-11 overall, 10-6 in the America East. They just beat Youngstown State in the WBI.
Yes, the women's.
I have no idea what the WBI is.
The Women's Basketball Invitational.
It's the women's program's first non-conference postseason tournament in D1. The team finished the regular season third in the America East. It isn't the NCAA or the WNIT, but just like Bootsy, you need to crawl before walking or swinging golf club. Although Bootsy now standing.
Big news.
Michael.
Bootsy standing.
Bootsy pulling pulled up. Himself
the crib
up.
Has been dropped, so maybe the Bearcats women team will stand up in this tournament.
It's baby jail.
And, you know, by the way, the women's team at least made the America East tournament, which our men's team did not.
Well,
our own conference. In the game, they were led by seniors Alyssa James, 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 blocks. She's Patrick Ewing's niece. Cool. She holds both the single season and career records in blocks for Binghamton and the conference. She's also the 3-time America East Defensive Player of the Year, currently 4th in the nation in blocks per game. And Imani Watkins had 27 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists in the win. And she was named the America East Player of the Year. So if we've got these two players...
Can they play on the men's team?
Why, they're so great. Why are we in the WBI? Why didn't we win the America East tournament and get into the actual big-time draw? Imani Watkins, a school all-time scorer, 2,102 points. They played the winner of Yale-Northeastern.
Yeah, that game's tonight.
Yale-Northeastern. Who are we rooting for in that?
I guess let's go for Yale.
Root for Yale. Yeah, maybe Yale. We can beat Yale.
Those Yale kids don't get much
And by
in
the
life.
Way, those 20 wins.
Like those West Coast teams.
That's a record for the women's program at Binghamton. So congratulations to them.
Very happy about that.
Fantastic. Did you look that up or did you know that?
Oh, I just know that. I cover this team religiously.
Mm, okay. Creepy.
What else? Creepy. Let's have real news.
To the men's side, it looks like it will be Texas Southern.
It doesn't look like it will be. They won last night.
We're just looking at it for the first time right now. So Texas Southern.
This is how it appears to him.
I watched
the game over? Is it still in progress?
No, it's just gone final.
Texas Southern, which lost its first 13 games of the season,
Davis from Indiana is the coach.
From Indiana.
I didn't know that.
And the other team, Chris doesn't want to know.
Yeah, Syracuse.
It doesn't matter.
It's Syracuse.
It's all They're going to win. They're going to make – I now feel as though they're going to make at least the Sweet 16 because they're hard to play against because of their stupid zone.
Yeah.
Boeheim whine well, and complain the whole time. Punch everyone in the Syracuse in the face.
Chin strap beards and whatnot.
Chin strap beards. Eric Diebendorf.
So my friend George Mitrovic.
bunch of criminals.
He listens to the show. His son listens to the show. They crushed me the other day when I said that the Pac-12 was awful. They crushed me.
Well, and you were right.
Well, now it turns out there's only one Pac-12 team, Arizona, that's left. That's the UCLA and Arizona State. They lost. They lost. So anyway, what else?
Looks like Tubby Smith is out at Memphis after 2 years, including a 21-win year this year.
No. He didn't have 20. Did he have 21-13?
Including a 21 win.
All right, you're right. You're right. Yes. He's out because you know what they want to do.
Penny Hardaway.
They want to bring in Penny Hardaway, who wants to bring in Larry Brown.
That's right.
And Lil Penny.
To sit on the bench. And Lil Penny.
Yeah. That would be terrific.
Lil Penny has
Lil Penny is an assistant?
Well, he has eligibility.
Oh, yeah.
He could actually play in the game. So.
To the NFL.
By the way, I don't think that's a bad move. They will recruit the Memphis area, which is a gold mine of basketball.
Yep.
They'll recruit the Memphis. And I should point this out, and I don't think they listen. I mentioned this the other day. I mentioned that the best thing in all of Memphis was Rendezvous. It's the best ribs in the
great.
World.
Great. The owner is a terrific guy.
Who is it? I'll be there in 2 weeks. Who do I ask for?
I
think it's John Virgos.
I think you're right. He's a big wig
because
in
Anna Virgos
Memphis
Blair
politics.
Wrote me, thank you so much for mentioning our family's restaurant, the Rendezvous on PTI. So nice. We'd love to send you some ribs. If you tell us where to send them, we can have them
send
to you
them
tomorrow.
To my table.
This is over a week ago, but I will next week.
That's right.
I will get in touch with them. Look. That stuff's great.
Yep.
I love that place.
That
Charlie Virgos founded Rendezvous, and these are his kids.
Yeah, that's a walk down. That's yep. a
yes.
Walk.
Yep.
That's
yes,
a walk
it's
down.
Right across the street from the Peabody Hotel in an alley.
It's really good. It's not good. It's great.
It's
great.
Really.
What do you got?
To the NFL, Joe Thomas of the Cleveland Browns is retiring after 11 seasons. It seems a strange time for him to go. I mean, obviously, he's going to make a personal decision, but the Browns appear to be a team that is on the rise, and he will miss out on it. I think his entire time with them has been sort of an effort and futility.
I want to bring up a couple of things.
Okay.
It would not surprise me if within the next 2 weeks he is named as somebody going into a booth. Because he's been all over TV for 2 or 3 weeks. All over TV. And he's pretty good. And you know, you say to yourself, well, why would he just retire? His record, the futility of the Browns is horrifying.
Yeah.
He has never started a season 1-0. Never.
It's amazing.
He's never had a winning record for a day, for a minute in the NFL. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
There's no question. He was all pro.
And he's still
11 years in a row.
Still 33. He's a very young guy.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he's got the next career in mind.
So
right
this
now.
Announcement started a discussion of the best bad team players of all time.
Gale Sayers.
Sayers, Barry Dick Sanders.
Oh,
Barry
sure.
Sanders,
well,
although
the
I think he made the
once.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
Sayers and Butkus never made the playoffs.
Brady. Yeah.
This guy's up there, though, because that
yeah,
team
yeah, sure.
was the
They've
worst
been
of the bad.
Just
sure,
terrible.
Sure.
Obviously, the free agency frenzy is still going on. Nate Solder of the Patriots.
This is big.
Yeah, signs a four-year, $62 million deal with the Giants.
I learned this yesterday. That in Tom Brady's entire career, which spans, you know, since the dawn of time, it seems, he's only had two left tackles protecting him, Matt Light and Nate Solder. That's all he's had. That's the list. They are the most important players in Tom Brady's career, more than any running back, more than Gronkowski, more than Welker, more than anybody. He's 41 in next season. Wow. If they don't get a great left tackle, he's going to be on his can.
Well, there's a pretty good left tackle who retired recently.
Joe Thomas. I would, but you can't do that. You'd have to.
Yeah,
you'd have to make a trade.
Right.
Yeah. It would have to be a trade.
Well, they've got a small amount of money in the cap. I think $20 million under the cap. But that seems to be the thing that they need to address the most, even with all the players that have left.
I'm so surprised that they let him go.
Yep.
So surprised.
Yeah, because Deion Lewis is gone.
Malcolm Butler is gone.
Well, we knew that.
It's fine that they're gone. They're replaceable. Julian Edelman walks right in. Jordy Nelson, do we know where he's going?
No,
he's
not yet.
No, you would assume that is a perfect fit for him.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Fantastic. You know. And A.J. McCarron, who was almost traded to the Browns.
The Browns seem to want, and then they got Tyrod Taylor, and so now he goes to the Bills.
That's right.
So you don't have the Nathan Peterman era starting just yet.
But
the Bills are going to trade. They'll draft a quarterback.
Peterman does make a great duster jacket.
Yes, he would
does.
Like they to are, have that. They are great.
Urban sombrero.
Elaine.
And some rules in baseball.
This is a great story.
X-strings. Oh, sorry. No, Chris is trying to play. Stop. With
here's the story.
Sorry. Whoops. That was not intentional.
In the minor leagues, if there's nobody on base, there's a 15-second pitch clock.
Yeah. Wow. Down from 20. I guess it's 20 with runners on base.
Just going to say this. You shake off a catcher twice, it's 15 seconds.
Yeah.
That's it. Ball one. 15 seconds.
The people who watch baseball are literally the five of us and almost no one else. Okay. I mean, I'm with you.
Don't
but
include
you,
me.
You,
in
yeah,
that
Gary. Yeah.
Four
I mean,
of you.
Me and Michael are like the two youngest baseball fans in America.
The world.
I mean, like, you have to. I get people saying, we can't change this. It's an outrage. But the sport is fading.
I'm okay.
I love it. It's my favorite sport.
The next thing I think is
put the ball on a tee.
The second base thing.
Insane. Yeah. That when you go into extra innings, which by the way happens 9% of the time, doesn't happen all that much.
Right.
When you go into extra innings, here's what you get at the top of the 10th. You get a runner on second base for free.
Yeah.
Now he's got to be.
Look at Nigel. He's outraged.
He's the last out in the ninth. Like he could be Wilson Ramos who can't score on a double.
The Buffalo.
You know, it's possible. But this is
whoever made the last out is on second.
Okay. Yeah.
Bunt, sack, right. Fly.
If you execute, you score.
What are you doing?
And
what are you doing? That's a shootout.
Also sudden death. Yeah. So if the team scores in the top of the 10th.
What are you doing?
That's not baseball. It's just not baseball.
I think the entire team should bat every inning.
It's just, it's outrageous.
That's
crazy.
That's insane. That's not baseball. That's crazy.
I don't get that at all.
By the way, quickly, Jordy Nelson update. He is currently in the Bay Area visiting with the Raiders because the wide receivers coach of the Raiders, Edgar Bennett, was the Packers wide receiver coach from 2011 to 2014. He was Green Bay's offensive coordinator 2015 to 2017. So
he played with David Carr and with Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree?
They're talking. Mm. Apparently, that's where he's. Now, he hasn't signed a deal yet.
That would be the best receiving core. Yeah,
well, he's a 32-year-old Jordy Nelson at this point. I mean,
he can catch, though.
550 catches, 7,848 yards, 69 touchdowns.
Just put him in the slot. He can catch.
I mean,
he'll be 33 when the season starts.
I guess the question is, would you rather have, I'm trying to think of a mid. I mean, would you rather have Jamison Crowder on the Packers or Jordy Nelson on the Redskins? I mean, Aaron Rodgers makes people look good. I'm not sleeping on Jordy Nelson. He's a great receiver, very accomplished. But 32, 33 years old,
I think if I'm John Gruden, I say to him, you can be Fred Biletnikoff for 2 years for us.
You could.
2 years is all you get. Okay.
Here's a story that none of us understand at all. Scott Kelly, the astronaut, spent 340 days in space. And when he announced he's returned, 7% of his genes have been altered, meaning that he is no longer has the same DNA as his identical twin.
Fake news. There's
what
no way that's
the
true.
Hell?
There's no way that's true.
How is that a thing?
I just don't understand it. And now I will read.
That leads you to believe there are forces in the universe that you haven't identified.
And unfortunately.
And they're not necessarily friendly.
It's like a Marvel comic.
That's so bizarre.
You don't know. Maybe DNA these were improvements.
The one, his jump shot has improved. No.
Do you know that when he came back,
I remember that
he came back 3 inches taller for an hour.
I mean,
and then he shrunk.
And the guy who would have understood this, Stephen Hawking, he's no longer here.
Yeah, we need him.
And I will just read this because I don't understand a word of this. Some changes, like the lengthening of Scott's telomeres or the end caps of chromosomes that shorten over time, reversed once he was subject to Earth's gravity again.
First aging.
But other changes persisted after 6 months. Researchers found a deficient amount of tissue oxygenation in Scott cells. And signs of stress to mitochondria, which transform nutrients into energy along with increased inflammation.
He's becoming a plant.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us what mitochondria does.
There's only one thing we can do.
Don't insult
more important explanation today was the Irish car bomb.
Yes.
Much more.
We knew that one. That. We had that one.
I think whether willing or otherwise, this guy needs to be sent back up for a couple years. Sure. Bring him back down and study some more.
It's so odd.
How can
that
happen?
What about those guys who've been on the space station for a year? It's probably happened to them too. It's so odd.
Yeah.
It's your
that
basic,
means the integrity of your body.
Yes,
has, it's does, so odd.
Does this change your mind about going into space?
I'm not going into space. All right, we're good. Michael has a read when we come back. Well, actually, before we come back, we're going to go to Chuck Todd, an old guy. When we return, do I have that right?
Yes.
I'm Who? Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
March 15th, 2018. Mark this day on your calendar, because this is the MeUndies read, and quote, this read is to be done by Michael Kornheiser.
How about that?
The Boom. Eyes of March, kids.
The look, Mom. Yes.
You must be so proud of me. You want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable, right? But that perfect balance is hard to find. Don't sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies.com and find the best pair of underwear in the world. MeUndies will be the most comfortable pair of underwear you will own, made from a sustainably sourced, naturally soft fabric, I add parenthetically, modal, though they don't say that.
They don't anymore.
That is three times softer than cotton. Now, these next few lines bring me back to the classroom. I'm working with my ninth grade students and going over the idea of show, don't tell. I'm also a little bit uncomfortable that my mother and my father will hear me say these phrases at the same time.
Some of the phrases I always edited out.
Well, I'm going to read it. Ultimate feel-good undies for when you want to feel naked, not be naked. For the fellas, MeUndies diamond-seamed pouch cradles your jewels and gives your stuff the support it needs without feeling too tight. I went straight through. Okay. Ladies, you're not left out. Ladies will love the soft, eco-friendly fabric, so soft and touchable. So right now, MeUndies has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Well, Dad's listeners. Yeah. Our listeners. Get 20% off your first pair and free shipping. And MeUndies is so sure you will love their underwear, they even offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You order a pair, and if you don't love your first one, you'll get a full refund. I assume you can keep the used underpants. This is a no-brainer to try. 20% off, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. What are you waiting for? And I'm going to add, they've been sending me a couple of samples.
Oh, really?
So there is a special March Madness bracket underpants. So if you forget who you picked, just open up the pants and check it out.
That's really good.
To get your 20% off, free shipping, and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, and get the best and softest underwear you'll ever own, go to MeUndies.com/TonyK. That's MeUndies.com/TonyK. This is a limited time offer, so what are you waiting for? Start wearing the best underwear of your life. It's changed my life. It's time to let MeUndies change yours. Go to MeUndies.com/TonyK right now.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
March 15th.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Old guy radio for the day. Surfing USA singing lead is Mike Love. Mike Love is 77 years old today, and it's very frightening for me as all the people I thought were much older than I am are not much older than I am, and we're all getting very old. This is Surfing USA, as I said. Mike Love sang all the early leads for the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson and Carl Wilson sang the later leads, but Mike Love sang the early leads.
And I had not thought of this until I read this and then I listened to it again. This is basically just a riff off of Sweet Little 16.
100%.
And in fact, Chuck Berry is credited as the writer.
Okay, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go.
Mike Love is the uncle of Kevin Love of the Cleveland Cavaliers. His brother, Stan Love, was at one point a number one draft choice by the Washington Bullets, right? I think that's true. Okay. In fact, we talked about this the other day. Do you know what Kevin Love's middle name is? You wouldn't know this. Kevin Love's middle name is Wesley, for Wes Unseld. Because Stan Love was so impressed with Wes Unseld, the man, who was 72 years old yesterday.
Gosh.
This is why I know this, in the area of critical commentary, that Kevin Love is Kevin Wesley Love.
Slight correction. Stan Love, ninth pick in the 1971 NBA draft, chosen by the Baltimore Bullets.
The Baltimore Bullets, who then became the Capitol Bullets and then became the
also selected
Bullets.
By the Dallas Chaparrals in the ABA draft of the same year. Yeah.
Chuck Todd joins us now, the host of Meet the Press. Chuck is going to pick games for us. President Trump referred to you in a
the hell?
Seemed a very friendly way. Do you have any is there a problem there?
Yeah, apparently. I wasn't aware. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he took it up a level. I think in his mind, I'm waiting. We haven't debriefed since. I haven't heard from him since he did it, but I think he will believe two things. Number one, he'll say, are you going to thank me for giving your show more attention?
That's totally true. Right, 100% right. Yep. He will do that.
Aren't I great for ratings? Yeah. Come on. Isn't it great? I mean, you saw your ratings on Sunday. Yep. What else do you want from me? That's how he'll do it. He won't. Not only will he not apologize, he'll say, don't you want me to do this again?
Yep.
I've got to think that he actually believes that.
Sure.
I believe.
He absolutely believes it.
Yeah,
Tony,
I mean,
he thinks this whole thing is a movie. He thinks we're all acting.
Yes.
No, he thinks this whole thing, and it's like, oh no, this is part of the roles we play. You know, you're the antagonist, and I'm the star. You know, no, he thinks this is all theater.
This is good for all
of
us.
He probably likes you. This is probably endearing to him. Do you not think so?
Tony, I actually do think that. He says it to me all the time. When the last time we had an off-the-record lunch, Saliza knows about this. It got reported about, and he says, look at Chuck Todd over there. He's such a nice guy, and then he's a monster on TV. But I really like the guy.
That's who he is.
Or Chuck, just dissenting opinion here, or he bet with your picks this fall, lost a ton of money, and now hates you.
that could very, very well true.
Well, it doesn't strike me the same as the Nixon enemies list, which was really antagonistic and he really hated those people. I don't think Trump hates.
No, you know what? I'll tell you what it means. Chuck won't say it because he's too modest. What it means is that Trump views Chuck as someone who matters.
A star.
And therefore a worthy combatant.
Yeah.
Not in a I hate this guy way, but in a like I can make fun of this guy, people will know who he is, they'll laugh.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey,
nobody's gonna ask who's Chuck Todd.
I'd love to run Chuck against Todd. Oprah way.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean That's all it is. He views him as someone worthy of being mocked, which in Trump's world, candidly, is a compliment.
Now the problem is try to convince your 10-year-old that that's what.
That's the problem.
I'll be honest. That's why I vacillated between being bemused, like we are right now, and a little bit ticked off.
Mm-hmm. Right? A little bit ticked off. So
the conversation with my 10-year-old wasn't fun because he was wondering, is he coming after me next? Like that's what he assumed. And you're like, oh no, it's a weird joke. Just hang in there, buddy.
All right. Give us start with the Villanova bracket and give us everything in the first round.
Right, upsets, right, Bob Ryan?
Well, no, you can just roll them out. I don't care.
All right. I got Villanova and Bama.
Right.
Bama in the nine there. West Virginia, Wichita State. So that's chalk.
That's chalk.
But this is where I'm going to do a lot here. This is where Phil's mom has some hope. St. Bonaventure and Stephen F. Austin. I'm taking both upsets there.
Wow. You're a Florida guy. I mean, you're raised in Florida.
The Gators. Well, first of all,
you hate the Gators.
Hate the Gators.
Okay,
hate the Gators. You know,
married to an FSU person. So,
that's right.
Yeah,
no, it's a double whammy there. And then give me the Hogs and Purdue. So there's my first round.
So you're not going to go with Butler, okay? A lot of people with Butler. All right, Villanova, Alabama. No.
Villanova, of course. I wish I had a lot more commentary on the why, but that's it.
All right.
Give me Press Virginia. By the way, I just want to say, there's nothing I love more than Huggy Bear and that stool that he brings.
Best. What about the warm-up jacket?
The stool is going to collapse during a game.
I think we all know
this.
I just love how he wears the top of like a 1979 relief picture, you know, it's unbelievable.
So here's what I would like.
A schmata.
I think everybody, it is schmata. I think everybody would like this too. If he wore a little sign around his neck that said, guess my weight. Guess my weight.
He does not care.
Okay, to get into the 16s, you got either the Bonnies or Stephen F. Austin. Who you got?
I'm sticking with the Bonnies.
Okay.
Upstate New York. I assume you're pulling for them.
I am.
Right?
Sure,
I am. New York guy.
Sure. Absolutely. I know a bunch of it. Mark Toohey, the great Mark Toohey, who more than anybody else got professional baseball to Washington, D.C. Mark Toohey's a St. Bonaventure grad. Yeah.
Horrible school colors. The brown and the white.
Well, not great. Yeah. Not great.
Yeah.
First time in since 1970.
Wow.
Yeah.
Since 1970.
And Purdue. And then, so that's my eight.
Right.
And then I have West Virginia, Purdue.
Wow. Really? You're taking out Villanova right here?
I'm taking out Villanova. I'm taking them out there. I love watching West Virginia play basketball, and they're going to – I wouldn't want to play them. They're a team I don't want to play in the tournament.
All right, Purdue, West Virginia.
Purdue.
Okay, Purdue into the Final Four. One Big Ten team. Let's go Kansas.
Yes,
I know you're going to take Kansas out early to Penn.
Yes. Kansas, NC State, and then the game that – by the way, in case you're wondering, I hate my bracket. You know this, you make your bracket, you just absolutely hate it.
Especially
hate it.
This year.
Yeah.
I just hate it. Anyway, Clemson-Auburn. It's just such the weirdest – I've been staring at it for 2 days. I'm like, is this really happening? Clemson-Auburn is going to meet in basketball? It just seems so weird.
I could not name – and I feel like I know about college basketball. I could not name one player on either of those teams. Is Chuck Person still on Auburn?
No.
He's in fact arrested.
Oh.
He was in fact arrested in the FBI state.
I can't wait to see this game in September. It's going to be a great September, man.
Yeah, it is.
Michigan State. The next two winners, and Oklahoma and Duke. I'm taking Oklahoma over the roadie.
See, I like Oklahoma, too, and I don't think they should have been allowed in the tournament, but this is not a conference game. You haven't spent, all year devising how to stop Trae Young.
Right.
You only have a few days to do it. It's not the same thing. All right, Kansas, NC State.
And I watch a little A-10 basketball because of GW, and Rhode Island's sort of been – they've been fading. They played really well
for
most of the year.
I agree.
Yeah, they've been fading.
St. Joe's killed them on senior day. Killed them. Go ahead.
Next round, I got Kansas. What do I got? Kansas beating NC State.
Yeah.
I got Clemson beating Auburn by a touchdown. And Michigan State over TCU and Duke over Oklahoma. So mostly chalkish. I think that's all chalk.
Clemson's a five.
No. Clemson's a five. Auburn is the four. Okay, take us out.
Yeah. And then I'm having Clemson take Kansas out.
Wow.
Another five to the eight.
Wow. Okay.
Another 5-1. I know. This is why Phil's mom should be happy. And I'm going Michigan State over Duke.
And who gets to the Final Four for you, Michigan State?
I am Michigan State. Okay. I mean, I'm having a reluctant Big Ten.
That's two in the Big Ten.
I will say Michigan State Duke Sweet 16 is like the most anticipated game of this tournament. If one of them gets knocked out early, it's going to be a bummer.
Won't happen. Right.
Yeah.
Which means it won't happen. Right.
All righty. Take us to the UVA side.
UVA. By the way, I want to root for you. I've decided I'm rooting for UVA. I want them to win. I hate that they're getting screwed. But UMBC. No, I'm kidding. Virginia, Creighton, Kentucky, and then I'm going with my executive producers.
Wow.
Alma mater.
You're going to Buffalo?
University at Buffalo, as you know. You don't say the University of Buffalo.
No.
University at Buffalo, right?
Yes.
Right, Tony?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's two Buffaloes.
Wow, that's big.
There's Buffalo and Buffalo State. These are different schools.
Buff BSU.
State.
BSU.
That's different. It's different. You're taking out Arizona?
Remember in the 90s when Arizona was an automatic out in the first round?
Yeah, but would mean
that was before they had the number one pick.
Pac-12 schools are out before the second day of the tournament.
I am betting on the drama. I'm betting against the drama.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I'll admit that I'm not. That is one
distracted
of those where
by
you're,
the.
You're yes.
Yeah.
All right. On that.
Yeah.
All right.
And Buffalo's not bad. And if they get, it's one of those things. If Arizona gets caught early.
Wow. You're the only person doing that.
A 13 win.
I couldn't find.
And my issue was there wasn't another 13 seed. I thought.
I don't think Phil's mom did that, did she? I don't think Phil's mom, who lives in Buffalo, I don't think she did that. Look her up. All right, go ahead.
Marshall, didn't she? Ever?
It's on the other side.
Of course, Miami.
All right.
Tennessee,
which will be set up one of the ugliest orange clashes you could have.
Yes. Sartorially hideous.
And then another 10 seed, Texas, and then Cincinnati.
Okay. Take us out.
So, no. Virginia, Beaton Creek. Kentucky over Buffalo. Miami over Tennessee, and I'm saying it that I really actually believe that. I'm not going fandom, full fandom there. And then I'm taking Cincinnati out with Shaka Smart. Give me Texas beating Cincinnati.
Mo Bamba will play, correct?
All right. So this is an interesting thing about Miami, because the drama is why you took Arizona out. There's drama in Miami, right? I mean, Larinaga is
not anymore. No, there's not. You know, I've been meaning to tell you. I think Miami got cleared in the second round of this.
They did.
And yes, they're not involved. Like when the full thing came out, the Miami portion was sort of disappeared.
So Larinaga is in no hot water for Larinaga.
I think Larinaga is not in hot water anymore.
Okay.
They completely, like, they got cleared a couple in that second round. They feel better about this than even Auburn does.
I'm just watching. You'll have to. I've started to. Wow, Burt Reynolds is on TV right now.
Burt
Reynolds talking to Hoda. Burt looks
rose-colored glasses, quite literally.
I don't. That the eyebrows. Wow, he looks like he's in witness protection.
Yeah,
he really does.
He's wearing a hat.
He was no. He's not wearing. He's wearing a hairpiece.
He does have a nice scarf.
He's not. He's. You know what? He was a starting football player.
Yeah, FSU, right?
He was a great athlete.
He looks continually surprised right now.
Yeah. All right, UVA, Kentucky. Are you going to take him out right here?
I'm taking him out right there, Kentucky.
Wow.
I am.
I said yesterday on TV, everybody's running away from UVA, so I'm going to run towards them just to be a contrarian, even though I don't believe in it for a second. I have them winning the tournament.
Before the injury, I had him winning the tournament. Yeah. I flip flopped on them just over this.
You're going to have a large seed going to the Final Four, Miami or Texas. Who you got?
This is where I don't think they'll win, but it'll kill me. But I'm Miami's good enough to get to an eight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just say it. So I'm going Miami. They've got a lot of raw talent.
Okay, so then you're going to take go Kentucky into the Final Four.
But I'm going Kentucky Final Four, yes, sir.
A lot of people have Davidson taking Kentucky out. I think that's crazy. Kentucky has five pros. That's all he does.
And once they win a game or two in the tournament, then
they get better.
They start rolling.
So 2-3-5 so far.
Okay, all right. Give us the first round in the Xavier region.
Xavier, Florida State. South Dakota State, Gonzaga, Houston, Michigan, Providence, North Carolina. So my upset's being Providence, the 10, and probably the most popular. My 12. Guess is the most popular 12-5 pick.
Yeah, South Dakota State. All right, Xavier, Florida State.
Xavier and Gonzaga, so chalk there, and then I got Michigan and North Carolina. So. I think that's the full chalk region that I have.
Yes. All right, Xavier, you have Xavier, you got Gonzaga.
And I got Xavier going, and Michigan beat North Carolina. But I'm not going to put Michigan in the Final Four. I'm putting Xavier. So my lone one seed is the one seed no one else will
play. That's exactly right. Yeah. That's the one that everybody is looking to get rid of as quickly as possible.
Well, not a lot of people have Kansas in the Final Four either.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, because Michigan State is probably less.
I get why people think Xavier might struggle once they get to Michigan and North Carolina, but they have a pretty easy path until there.
Yeah, and a great player once they get there.
None of the other one seeds, I think, have as easy of a path to the eight.
I thought Villanova did. I think I differ with you on West Virginia just because Villanova has a great ball handler. Jalen Brunson is a great point guard, so I don't worry about that press. I don't.
I guess, but West Virginia or Gonzaga, who would you rather play?
I'd rather play Gonzaga.
Yeah.
I would. But that's the East Coast bias, I think, probably for me. I'm not sure. All right, Kentucky-Xavier.
Kentucky-Xavier, I have Xavier going there, getting to the final. And then I've got Michigan State beating Purdue.
And you have them winning?
I have them winning the whole thing, and the very awkward story. The better story for you, right, Tony, is to have the awkward trophy presentation.
100%. That's why you want Arizona, Michigan State.
Final.
That's why you want that.
And I'm a believer in that. There's something about this year that the champion is going to have to help tell the story of college basketball this year, and the story of college basketball is, shall we say, complicated.
I agree with that. I mean, I think I speak for a lot of coaches who I know, they really like, personally, they like Tom Izzo. they feel for him in this circumstance, which is not to say that his program didn't do things that are really bad, that that will come out. I don't know one way or the other. But they like him personally, you know?
Do you think he goes? Do you think if he gets the Final Four, forget whether he wins it or not, but if he gets to the Final Four, that is sort of, you know what, I don't need this anymore.
I think he stays. I think he stays, and I don't think he takes the Detroit Pistons job. I think he loves Michigan State University. I think he stays. I think Sean Miller more likely to go if that situation were Sean Miller's.
It will be very interesting.
But it's total speculation. I mean, I'm basing it on nothing. Basing it on my own stupidity.
If Arizona goes out early like Chuck has them, or Michigan State for that matter, or both, it will be very interesting in 3 to 5 years to hear those guys talk about the toll that whole played on this run.
That's right.
One way or the other.
That's right. Because
it's just going to exponentially grow as you advance.
You worry about that with the players, too.
Yeah.
That they just get so sick of it. You know, they get so sick of being sheltered because they can't go out and answer questions on anything. I don't know.
In these tournament games, you tell me, but in these tournament weekend these tournament games, the players, you can't hide from the press the way you can hide them during a tournament, during the conference tournament, or I think it's much harder to hide from this.
Well, but you can also, you can instruct your players to say if there's any question outside of basketball, just politely decline to answer it. And at some point, the NCAA representative will sort of start shielding people by himself or herself. Because the NCAA wants this to be a basketball tournament. Doesn't want it to be, you know, a grand jury. They don't. They really don't. Thank you, Chuck. Very good job.
Thanks.
Very good job.
Try to be quick because I know it's such a popular.
Yeah.
It's so popular for all of us to just read our picks over and over again on the podcast.
Give Trump my best next time you see him.
Yeah, I will.
Chuck Todd, boys and girls.
He'll give you the Tony Kornheiser salute.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Chuck Todd, boys and girls. We'll get out of here. When we return, we have a jingle and we have email. Yes, Nigel, that's how it works. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
You have your hearing. Can't speak at all when peers can't read your signs. He understands them all. The mood is right. Oh, when tides get rough, you're feeling butterflies for the fish man from Shape
So good.
Your soul intertwines with the fish man from Shape of Water. Your soul intertwines.
This is Sean Braxton from Edmonds, beautiful, Washington. We have not heard from him before. We hope we hear from him again.
Nailed it.
He said, I've not worked up the nerve to watch Shape of Water yet, but I poured some Malibu rum and watched the trailer to come up with this Simon and Garfunkel jingle. If you have any signed bumper stickers laying around, please send me a box of that. P.S. Chris Salizapods are my favorites. My friends and I gave him the nickname Half Man, Half Amusing.
That's about right. Nailed it.
All right, before we get to the mailbag, let me thank Meet the Press host Chuck Todd and Spike Braun for coming on with us today and giving us their picks.
Yes.
Thank the sponsors, MeUndies, Great Reef by Michael, Indochino, First Leaf Wines, the wine queen. We're not going to talk about that. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. If you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us a review. From Alan Carney in San Antonio, Texas, please help. The Ides of March snuck up on me this Ides of March snuck up on me this year. Do you have any last-minute gift ideas? I'll hang up and listen. A haiku from Chad. I can pick a peck, a pocket, and even a lock. I can't pick brackets. I think he's speaking for most of us here. From Suzanne Nichols, dropping a note to say, I will become a regular chatter. After Tony wished me luck on Monday, I managed to ace the interview, and I'll be relocating to D.C. in about a month. We'll update you on commute when I know more. Thanks for all the hours of entertainment. Remember, she was in here, Michael, remember? Yeah. That's really nice. Clay from Columbus, Ohio. We have people from Columbus in here today. While in town in business, I stopped into Chatter Wednesday night. I enjoyed the ahi tuna tacos and the very pleasant interaction with staff. Kimberly was terrific. She asked if I was a little. I guess we all look alike. She and Bob showed me the podcast studio. They were the best. I made sure not to touch any of the equipment and fool around with Nigel's settings. As a fellow Denison grad, I appreciate his attention to detail. I'm looking forward to seeing you live. So you're here. You are here after some 20 years of listening to you on the internet when you said the F word during commercial breaks. Well, commercial break. An actual car stereo and now on my car phone. My 10-year-old son, Luke, asked me if I get to listen to you talk about sports and other stupid stuff. He's showing all the signs of an emerging little. Thank you for pouring yourself into the show, which has given me many hours of thought and laughs while driving on flights and while working out. And thank you for surrounding yourself with smart, talented, and funny colleagues.
Put that person on the list of tie thief. They've been here.
No, it's a Denison grad.
Tom Moore sent all the stuff he sent to me on the computer. So that was all the stuff about the Binghamton team. Mark Feinsand in New Jersey. As part of my spring training tour of Arizona, I made my way to Mariners camp the other day. The best part of the day was not catching up with Robinson Cano or chatting with Affable manager Scott Servais. No, the highlight, you ask, walking into the complex and being greeted by an enthusiastic lecheesery by my friend Dave Sims. Dave Sims does the broadcast for the Seattle Mariners and is an old friend of mine from New York City, and he listens all the time. The Mariners' terrific play-by-play man. Maybe he'll incorporate it into a home run call this season. Littles are everywhere. And Mark work for MLB?
Yes,
Mark
that's
works
right.
For MLB.
Had a nice piece on the ESPN 100 years ago?
I don't think so. Oh, I was on. I thought he was on The Fan in New York City, but he worked for the Daily News.
Yeah.
I knew him when he was a writer at the Daily News. Charlie Bird, Springfield, Virginia. Certainly moved by the life of Dr. Stephen Hawking. One of his lesser-known works to impact the 20th century was The Disillusion of Yoga Cramps with Otherworldly Discovery of Put a Bar of Soap in Uranus or something like that. From Neil in Rockville. I don't want to cast dispersion. I would have thought it was aspersion, but I didn't go to law school.
Sure.
I don't want to cast aspersion on one. Might be a guy just trying to make an honest buck, but on my way home yesterday, I saw a guy on the side of Rockville Pike selling bagels, orange juice, and men's ties out of the trunk of a 90s-era Honda Accord. We know who that refers to.
Yes,
Andy Poley.
Danny Mullis writes, loyal listener in Charleston, South Carolina. I heard you discussing Bruce Hornsby on yesterday's show. You mentioned his son, Keith, who played basketball at LSU. Keith began his college hoops career at UNC Asheville. Bruce has another son who is also a college athlete. Keith's twin brother, Russell, was a member of the Oregon track team. Showing that I know way too much about the Hornsby family, Keith was named for Keith Jarrett, and Russell was named for Leon Russell. Seems that the piano has importance to Bruce. And signed Edith Saliza, of course.
And their great-uncle, I think, was Rogers Hornsby, wasn't it?
I don't know about that. That was a thrill to meet him. I mean, he's a really talented guy.
Former Red Sox great Mel Horn.
Stretton Irwin in Seattle. I can't believe I'm even writing this email, but I have some Seattle Safeway Monopoly pieces that could possibly benefit your boards. Can you let us littles know which pieces you still need so we can check before going through the trouble of mailing them in? They're the big ones.
They're the winning ones.
From Chief. In Somerville, Massachusetts, Dr. Hoff Waff. Any chance the person who took that box of ties was actually the deer who ate your tomatoes? You need to get Michael to build some protective fencing as soon as possible. If you're out on your bike tonight, everyone, as always, do wear white.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer?
Where is it?
Where is it? Either here or here, by the way.
Stop the hammering.
Is it on here? Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering.
Sure.
saving up a little place for Paul. I hope he'll see. He'll keep intact his dignity. Take another proper job and work it, work it, work it. Sing the high one, walk the love run. Try to stop and shop and smoke it, smoke it, smoke it, smoke it. Can we impress a part-time waitress? Slicking back a walrus coat for Paul. Likes to help his friends when the rain gets in, so we can go a wandering. Where we'll go? Champagne, caviar, strangers in the night shirt, night shirt, night shirt. They might scream, you seen that scene? Pumping up, cracking backbeat, please me, please me, please me. Teenage daydreams shine like moonbeams. Now if you're holding out for more, careful what you wish for. And if you're anxious for the score, a mop top's not enough no more. Leave the safety of your. Michelangelo playing mono for Vincent Van Gogh. Steal Juliet from Romeo. Thought about the pearly gates now, didn't ya, didn't ya, didn't ya? Don't look